on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House.
All right.
We certainly have all lines are lit right now. We'll get to calls. You hear us taking care of calls. You can try and dial in at 1-888-767-4348. We're talking about alternative energy today. We've talked about wind power. We've talked about methane gas. I was mentioning how curious I am how that is going to go, and it occurred to me I have an uncle I should nominate.
Oh, now come on.
I do. He should be a part of that technology development.
Find a way to put a little plastic thing over this house.
Yeah, you know? Somehow, some way, I believe it could work. But we were talking about the fact that I haven't gone in. My house isn't ideal for photovoltaic, but I would always be asking myself this thing about obsolescence, and I want to go back to that for just a minute.
Yeah. Well, you know, the material that photovoltaic panels are made of is very similar to the computer chip, and so I think we've got ingrained that every 18 months it's going to double in its efficiency. That hasn't happened in the solar industry because it's a little bit different. First of all, we have a maximum terrestrial efficiency of 29% conversion of the sun's photon energies. That's just, you know, scientific hoopla. But the fact is that when a solar panel becomes more efficient, it just takes up less space on your roof. And so most times, I mean, whether you bought a system today or you buy a system in, say, 5 years, it's going to be maybe 3% smaller.
Okay.
So we're not talking about huge orders of magnitude. The other part of the system, which reflects in the efficiency and the energy production, has got to do with the inverter. What converts the DC power that's made by the modules to AC that we all want to use. And the string inverters, which are originally used mostly, are at the 94-95% range. And think about what other conversions you may have in your house that are that high.
Yeah, that's true.
Now we're getting into, and they're pushing in, the microinverters. Each individual module has its own inverter. Those are getting into the 96-96.5%. I mean, we're getting half percents to push the thresholds. So, I mean, you know, and if you have we try to minimize the wire loss by 2%. I mean, we are really honing these things down, and they're pretty efficient. So most of the time, it's not somebody's roof space that is going to dictate the size of their system. It happens to be the pocketbook.
Okay.
So, you know, the systems are sold by the watt. And so if you can get, you know, 1,000 watts where you used to get 95 watts, you're going to be paying for 1,000 watts. So there's no savings essentially related to that.
Okay. Let's talk solar water heating, because as Kevin and I were talking before the break, that, okay, photovoltaic is a case-by-case study. There are a lot of great analysis that will tell you if you're a candidate to go photovoltaic. Kevin, your take on solar water heating?
No-brainer. It's Arizona. There's so much sun out there. Why use a traditional heat source of gas or electric? I mean, the sun is there.
Yeah.
And the footprint that's necessary to do this type of technology, I mean, you're looking at a collector that's on an active system. It's a 4x10 collector. That's 40 square feet. Or a passive collector, you know, you're looking at about a 3 foot by 8 foot. But weighs about 600 pounds. There's a difference.
Let's talk about you mentioned two terms, active and passive. Talk to us about what the difference is.
Well, passive has no pump. You just basically hook the cold water supply up to the collector on the roof. The sun preheats that and then implements it through another pipe to your hot water tank that's existing. And then you're just preheating your water. An active system has a pump, has a controller, has glycol, which is freeze-protected. It runs through a 4-foot by 10-foot collector into an 80-gallon specifically designed solar tank. Has an electrical backup so that you can, you know, on the inclement days, you'll be able to heat your water if necessary. But it's pretty simple. Passive is no working pumps.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Are passives still available? That's what Judy wants to know, and she's online with us right now from Green Valley. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
That's what I was calling about, was passive solar. Years ago, we had passive in Tucson. They were like shaped like what we call bread boxes.
Oh, the old bread boxes. Yes, Julia. Yes.
Yeah, and there were two of them, and that it took care of our hot water completely. We never used our water heater after that. I just wondered if there's such a thing now that will work as well.
Yes, there actually is. The unit you were talking about was actually manufactured, and it was sold worldwide, but it was manufactured in Tucson.
It was originated
right
there.
Yeah, originated in Tucson, and so that's why we saw so many of them. They've kind of come into the modern century. They're very sleek looking now. As Kevin mentioned, they're 3 foot by 8 foot. They contain the same 40 gallons worth of water. They've got nice copper in them, and they are still installed. We installed one last week. In fact, I have one on my very home. So they're still available. We are now working very much in tying them with tankless water heaters because the water coming out of that passive unit, as you know, is already hot enough in most cases to be used in your home. So why not deliver it directly and use it right then and there?
Okay. That's very interesting. Okay. All right. Well, and you're the solar company or the solar, what's your company?
We're the solar store. And you can reach us at 520-322-5180. And let's see, Liz is in the office today. You can call her and ask her about having somebody come out and talk to you about a system for your home.
Office right there on Country Club. And give the phone number one more time.
It's 520-322-5180.
You have truck and wheel travel. It's not like a lot of contractors that Green Valley's too far to go.
No, in fact, I've spent a lot
in
of time.
That group.
Yeah, no, I was out in Douglas and Tombstone the last couple of weeks, Elfrida and Gleason. So yes, we do cover. I had a crew in Sierra Vista, so we cover the area pretty well.
Excellent. Let's go to Vail, speaking of the area. Everything you mentioned was just around Vail. We're going to stop in Vail and bring Mark into the conversation, and that opens a line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Mark, welcome to the program.
What a great show you have today. And I've got a compact orchard out here in the desert, and so it's, I have some areas I've got to cover. And about 11 years ago, I installed a conduit to go about 225 feet from my main power box out to some remote places. But I have not yet run any wire in it, and I'm thinking that maybe I just would be better off putting out a solar station there to control irrigation solenoids and the controller, like a 4-6 station controller.
I was just going to ask you, Mark, how many stations you want. Okay, 4-6. You know what? Back in the day, you know, we worked with Savanna Nursery and actually designed a system for them. But you can go out on the internet and find a system and buy it right now, compact, already sort of off the shelf. And if we get your email address, I can forward those links to you.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah, and it's a really simple compact. You just bring it out there. Little hit, though, please make sure that you get it bolted to some concrete or otherwise secured because it is so compact that it can walk away if left unattended. All right.
Oh, so not weather-related.
Not weather-related. No, I'm okay. No. Not that we have a lot of vandalism, but sometimes things, especially nice little cute things like that.
All right. Well, you keep going?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let's bring Tom into the conversation from Casa Grande. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Go ahead with your question, sir.
Yeah, I've got a question on most of your inverters out there. They have thermal protection systems in them, and most of them are built, don't work well out here in the heat. What's the kind of good unit that might work well out in our wonderful bright sun and all this heat?
Okay, well, let's back up and just talk a little bit about, explain to the listeners what he's talking about.
Well, inverters is the electronic piece of equipment that will convert DC to the DC power, the direct current that's produced by the solar system or stored in a battery, to AC, which is the power that we've known and love and we plug our appliances to. So, Tom, what kind of inverter are you looking for? Are you looking at a grid tie inverter or an off-grid inverter?
Off-grid. You know, name brands of manufacturers, you know, anything. Because, you know, I've got myself and some friends out here in the hinterland, if you will, that are running on some solar systems for stuff, and the inverters just don't last out here.
Well, there's certainly a huge, huge variation in quality of inverters. I think if you're looking at the kind of inverter that's going to be one that's going to last, the one that I am very happy with and very pleased with is made by a company called Outback. And, you know, it draws you right into thinking about Australia. But in fact, the cute little story is that is actually a subset of Trace Engineering, which made the, you know, Trace is a name that's been around for decades in the solar industry. And all their engineers worked in the building out back. So when the company was sold and split up, the engineers went off and started their own company called Outback.
I was going to ask if that was Australian based. You read my mind. So, no, it's not.
Now, the thing that you have to be concerned about, Tom, when you're looking at these inverters and how the ventilation system is that when you're ventilating, you're also bringing in dust and debris.
That's right.
So you've got to make sure you have effective filtration system related to that ventilation. So once again, we could go and look at your specific needs if I can get your email address and we can talk about it. But do look into the Outback. It's a very good unit.
We can certainly get that information from him. That opens line at 1-888-767-4348. Right here at Rosie on the House. We're going to go on a quick break and be right back.